Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in to our online affiliates around the world via our podcast. We're glad you all could join us as well. I'm so excited to welcome back my friend, master event planner, best-selling author, entrepreneur, and brand strategist, Melissa Banks, to our broadcast today. I want to talk to Melissa not only about what's been an extraordinary month for her already, but what it's been like for her to also be able to share her business, her story, and her services with the world. She's also still coming off the high of this year's conference she's been able to have, Imagine the Possibilities. I'm going to talk to her a bit about that and also let you guys know what's coming up for her. She's heading into June as well. Melissa, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks again for the time.
Always happy to chat with you, Cyrus Webb. How are you today?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you for asking, Melissa. And if it's your normal MO, you're doing good?
I'm doing amazing.
Oh, you are. Look at you matching my energy. It's going to be great today then. Melissa Banks is doing amazing. We have two amazing Mississippians in the house, so I'm excited about that. Well, Melissa, you have been running around. I'm sure you haven't really had a chance to catch your breath. As I mentioned, just coming off of this year's the third annual Imagine the Possibilities virtual conference. You've been busy, of course, sharing your work and what you've been able to do as a master event planner. Talk to us about this experience for you, Melissa, to not only be operating your business from day to day, but being a part of these great milestones, too.
You know what? That's a really great question, because that's what fueled me, right? It's seeing your hard work come out. You know, each step is attached to some type of energy. You talked about Imagine the Possibilities virtual conference. That conference is like a shot in the arm, right? It's so many amazing things come out of that conference, and it takes me a while to wind it back down, because I can see and I can feel each one of those stories. And as I share my own story, it helps me to just look back and relate to where I started, the things that I had to overcome, and then to see it now. So it gives me that juice, if you will, to be able to just keep going every day.
So let's go back to what you just said, because as you said, the conference gives you that shot in the arm. The title itself, though, is powerful, Imagine the Possibilities. What helped you to do that? I mean, going back to the beginning, going back to 25 years and doing what you've been able to do as an event planner, what helped you to get to that point, Melissa? Because so many people are not there yet. What helped you to imagine the possibilities for yourself?
You know, what helps me, Cyrus, is not looking at every single thing that is happening. It's a lot of things that in my journey that pushed me into situations where if I had to do it on my own, and I shared this at the conference, I never would have made that decision, because it would have been too hard. I couldn't really see it. Even when God placed in my heart that I would own my own business, I really didn't know what that was. That was something that was so far from my thinking and from me being able to imagine that even happening, that I couldn't at that point. But as things began to unveil, things that pushed me into situations that I had to make a choice to believe in it or not, as I go through those things and see how just believing in it and continuing to do the work, that so many things that you couldn't imagine will open up the doors for you. But first, I had to put myself in the place to receive it, even though it didn't make sense to me. But I can assure you, in my journey right now, things happen that I just can't put two and two together. But I know that if I keep going and keep moving, those things will happen, because I've been destined. So I think you have to have faith. You have to be willing to work through it, even when it doesn't look great, and believing in it. And that's what I had to do. Each step pushed me into a different level. Each step, losing my job after many years at a company with the idea of starting a business, which is something I knew nothing about, then the next step and pandemic and finding ways to do my business different pushed me again. So there's so many things that may look back on the service but are necessary to push you into believing in the impossible.
So then let's look at the other side of that then, Melissa. What has that been like for you because of that experience? What has that been like for you to reassure others, especially women, about what's possible for them?
You know, that's what's so powerful about our story, right? When we're in the middle of our story, we're constantly looking at where we are. And then as we push through it and see things happen, because we didn't give up, and that's the key, never giving up on you, believing in you. And that's where so many women get to a place and stop because it becomes hard. They stop believing that they deserve it, and they stop placing themselves in places where it will push them into believing more. So my advice to anybody right now that's in that journey, that's in the middle of it, that you're not seeing the results yet, to lean into your faith, never stop believing in yourself and wanting more, and continue to feed into you so that you can grow mentally, so that you can see, that you can imagine the possibilities. And once you can imagine more, you can have more.
Yeah. So I want to talk about, kind of break down the Melissa Banks brand, because it is multifaceted. And as we are celebrating Small Business Month, also, of course, thinking about all the things that go into running a business, building a brand, throwing in social media, dealing with the challenges, you know, being able to keep up with the trends. What has that been like for you to embrace the business side of the business? I mean, anyone can show up and look great and do the thing, but what has it been like for you on the other side, Melissa, to be able to build the structure to make your business work?
You know, one of the things that I learned, and truthfully, Cyrus, the pandemic was the thing that helped me or pushed me into recognizing that you have to be willing to change. When the pandemic hit, if you remember, and I've shared this so many times, that my business went almost 100% in person, and within days, my best year ever turned into my worst year ever on my calendar. But in reality, because I was able to just believe that I could stay in this game by learning something new and being willing to learn something new. So often we hold on to that thing that we love, even when that thing had ran its season. So because I was willing to step out, I was willing to let go of a love and change and learn something new and apply that something, which led into something else. And that is the key, is to be willing to keep learning. Never think you know it all. Be willing to keep learning and changing when necessary so that your business can grow and you can reach the people that need what you have to offer. And that's been the key.
Yeah. So talk to us about identifying that. And I'm asking these questions, Melissa, because for those out there who may be thinking about starting a business, may be wondering changes they need to make in their own small business, and can hear from someone like you, can really be a benefit to them. How did you identify who your audience was?
You know, one of the things that we have today that's been so – well, first of all, my audience is women. So in my head, I knew that was my audience. But what I had to learn is how to use that in order to grow my business on the business side. And the biggest help for me there is analytics. In today's time, we have social media. We don't have to figure it all out like I had to at the beginning of my business. You can go there. You can see who you're connecting with. You can see who's reaching out to you. When you go to events, you can see who your people are, and you can identify what they're interested in. Sometimes I'm interested in it, and I want to do it, and you know that, and I get excited because it sounds like fun, and it's what I want to do. But then when I go look at the people who are connecting with me, the people who are engaging in my post, or the people who are showing up at my events, the people who hear my voice, they weren't loving it. And that's the hardest thing, is to realize that just because you love it, it may not be what the people love. So you have to be able to connect that and use the resources available to you. And that's learning how to read those analytics. And another main thing that I finally did was connect with a mentor or a coach or someone who's done it before. You don't have to know every single thing on your own. There are people that can help you put it together, help you read those analytics, help you figure out what to do with them once you read them. And that's how I was able to reach the people who need what I offer.
Yeah. So such a great point. And I think, too, and this is what I've had to – well, I have to be honest. I've never, so I don't want to make it sound like I've had a challenge that was not there. So, because I was going to say I had to learn, but I've always reached out and wanted feedback, wanted input from others, because I always have known that if I only stay in my own head, you can't grow that way. You need to hear from others, and not just hearing from anybody, ladies and gentlemen out there. Hear from people who actually are doing something, because anyone can be, you know, a couch quarterback. But you need someone who's actually out there doing something. And so I think that's the big thing. So, you know, I have talked about my challenge, Melissa, being that I love everything. I genuinely love every aspect of my business. I've had to make some hard choices. I've had to announce to my public cutting things back so I could give room for other things. How do you decide? You have 24 hours, as far as I know, like me. How do you decide how you spend your time between being an author, being an event planner, being a brand strategist, being an entrepreneur, because you also are getting ready for a big live at the end of this month? How do you decide how you're going to chop up your day, week, and year?
So, you know, once I begin working with someone who can see it, see what I can't see, so you made a really big point, is you love everything. So you had to figure out where to put your energy. So what we did for my company is, first of all, we had to figure out some of that stuff I was doing. And I talk to entrepreneurs all the time when you say, what do you do? And they give you a list of 20 items. What we first had to do was, what are the core items that my people want and that I love doing? Because you still want to love what you do. Once we determine those core items, then we had to come up with strategy. It's not winging it. And that was a mistake that I made early in my business, and that's a mistake a lot of entrepreneurs make now. They get up winging it. When you get up winging it, you may work hard all day on the wrong thing. So we came up with a strategy. What I needed to focus on, the key items I need to focus on, and I get up with a list. I'm a list person. I'm old school. It's not fancy. It's just a tablet. But I'm a list person, and it keeps me focused and breaking down my day. And that's how you do the work in the areas that you need to do the work, not just staying busy.
Yeah, such a great point. Such a great reminder for our audience. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, welcome. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio side at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, also online worldwide via our podcast. We're speaking with Melissa Banks. She's a award-winning master event planner, best-selling author, entrepreneur, and brand strategist. We're talking with her about all the great things she's been able to do with her business, but also what she's learned that she's able to share with others. Now, outside of it being Small Business Month, Melissa, it is also Women's Health Month, which brings up the importance of self-care, taking care of you. How do you balance that? Because I think, especially for women, I think there are sometimes, and this is my opinion being outside as a guy looking in, sometimes there are some, I think, unfair conversations about, can women have it all? I think none of us can have it all, men or women. That's my personal thought. But for whatever reason, they try to always put it on women. Can women have it all? Can you have the house? Can you have the family and the career and all of that? How do you make sure that you don't leave yourself behind, Melissa, as you're trying to build your business and empower others?
I just think it's intentional. I think it has to be intentional for the person. What's most important to you? Where do you want to spend your time? And just like you schedule everything else, you have to schedule you. You have to schedule some time to take a lunch break. You have, especially those of us that work in our businesses from home all day long, it's easy to just work all day. So you have to say, okay, at 12 o'clock, that's lunch, and I'm sitting down to one. Once I was able to really put that in the schedule, then I'm able to do it. Another thing that's important to me is spending time with my mother. That's self-care for me, and that's spending time with her. It's relaxing time. We're not doing anything special, but that's the downtime. That's on the calendar. That's in the plan. I think we have to plan for us just like we plan for everybody else and everything else.
Yeah, such a great point. Now, Let's pull that thread a little bit more, though. You talk about writing things down. We all do that. I do that. But we don't always do it. So how do you, what do you do to hold yourself accountable?
For me, I have to have my list out there in front of me. I have to check off what I've done, what I haven't done. And the things that become challenging that throws us off path, and I've shared with you before that I've been working all day and there's nothing marked off my list. What happened? It's because something came in there. Not that it wasn't important, but it's something that changed my focus. And I think that's really what happens to us, is that we get off focus and we don't stick to that list. And one thing that's helped me is keeping it out all day long. It's always in front of me. And knowing that every call that comes in, I cannot let distract me from what I'm supposed to be working on that day. And even then, sometimes it still can happen. I think it's about dominating the distractions and not letting the distractions take over.
That's right. Those unexpected phone calls, that say they can definitely do it for you. And I think that's the thing for any business owner out there. They have to be so careful of being very protective of their time and make sure other people are respecting their time. I am very aggressive in that area. I'm very aggressive when it comes to protecting my time. And it's setting boundaries, and I think that has to be respected, and that's how I know people respect me and what I'm trying to do. Melissa, at this stage, that made me think about something. I wasn't planning on asking you, but why not? It fits the conversation. Is it easy for people to understand what you do? Because you brought up a really good point. For those of us who work primarily out of an office, we are in our homes, people think, oh, they're just home. They don't really – is it hard for you to get people to really appreciate what you're building from where you are?
It really is, and it's the people that – honestly, it's the people who are very close to you, they people you love, and they know that you work hard, but it's hard for them to see that you can't stop right there because they're calling.
You know,
because of our environment we work in, because we control, in their mind, control our time, that, you know, yeah, I know you're busy, but you can talk because I'm calling, you know. So it's been a challenge, and it's an ongoing, you know. You have to be able to say, I'm going to call you back or not answer. I have people mad at me because I don't answer every time they call, but that's managing my boundaries that you just talked about. Because what happened, Cyrus, if you took every single phone call that came in, it's going to be just what I just talked about. It's going to throw you off focus to where you should be. And then when you know anything, instead of a 10-minute disruption, it's an hour disruption. Now you're behind on your day. So it's about focusing and being able to say no when you need to.
Yeah, such a great point. So, Melissa, you have told us before, and I'm going to take your word for it, that you take time to celebrate the wins, even if it's just something small, like a cup of coffee and just sitting out and enjoying the coffee, and that's your way of celebrating. So how do you prepare for what's coming? You do the celebration. How do you prepare for what's to come? You've had already a great start to 2024. We're almost halfway through the year. How do you then balance being able to appreciate what you've done but also realizing there's more to do?
Well, okay, first of all, the coffee moment is special. It's not just coffee. It's about sitting. It's about stirring the peppermint in it and smelling it. And that is the celebration. So it's not just about the coffee. Let's just be clear. Okay, so
okay.
Your question was, so whatever your celebration is, you know, just stop for a moment and just celebrate. Like when we finished Imagine the Possibilities that afternoon, it was time for a celebration because that was an amazing conference. I was fed spiritually even in that conference. So I wanted to breathe for a moment, so I had a nice dinner. I didn't have to go on a trip or to a fancy restaurant, but I had to do something that I love to do. That helps me move to the next thing. Because you can celebrate those wins, but you can't sit in it. You got to keep going, right? So that helps me be willing to my mind and body, willing and anxious. Actually, it fuels me to be ready to move to the next thing. So there's been some amazing things this part of the year. You know, my book came out. It was a bestseller. The conference, it's just been a lot of great things. Our new product, the luxury branding experience. We started working in that this year. So much is happening, so it's exciting. So I have to celebrate and then move to the next thing and keep making plans to make things happen, and that's the key. You have to make plans.
Yeah. Last thing I want to talk to you about is the live experience virtually. You mentioned earlier that before the pandemic that you were, you know, primarily you're used to doing live, but used to doing it in person. What has it been like for you to do more? I'll give you that much credit, to do more live online time and the upcoming event you have coming up this month. Talk to us about that and what that's been like for you now to prepare for doing a live shopping experience.
Yeah, I am super excited about Facebook Live for our shopping experience. Now, you know that I'm not this person that jumps on live, and it scares me in a lot of ways, and sometimes we have to do stuff. I talked about being pushed. Every time we do a jewelry event, people ask us to do it, and we haven't done it. And then my coach, mentor, friend said, you know what, that would be great to do it, and it was like that spark. At that moment, I began to plan to doing it, and I got more and more excited because people who don't get to see our jewelry, don't get to shop with us, will be able to be on live with us. Am I afraid? Yes. But this is a testament of doing it afraid anyway, and I'm super excited. This will be our first time doing it. I haven't done much live, you know that, but this is big, and I'm super excited. I can't wait to share it with all of you.
Well, it sounds very exciting. I'm excited about it. So for our audience out there, because other people may be feeling the same way, Melissa, what is it about the live experience online that has had you hesitating?
You know, when something scares us or something we new to us or something that it looks easy for other people, but we can't see ourselves in that place, that means that's something we want to run from. You know, that's like taking a project. If it's really, really hard, you go to the easier project. You don't go to the hardest one. That's the one you say you don't like because it's hard. So this has been a big step, just like so many steps I've had to take in my journey that was big, but it was and fearful. So it gives me that fearful moment. I'm live. I can't mess up. You know, we put it in our head that we got to be perfect. So it's been something I've been shying away from. So this is another big push in my journey that's pushing me to a different level. And this time, though, I'm ready to grasp it and hang on to it, doing it afraid.
Love it. Love it. A lot of great things happening with you, Melissa. So excited we get a chance to catch up again, everyone. Melissa Banks has been our guest. Melissa, how can our audience stay connected with you?
Well, this was an amazing conversation, and I hope it inspires someone. And the things that I do in my journey inspire others. Thank you for the platform. You can always keep in touch with us. Everything that's happening, all the announcements we recently made, you can just go to that one link, themelissabanks.com.
All right, Melissa. Well, keep up the great work. I'm so proud of you, which is why I'm always encouraging you and rooting you on and telling you what a great job you're doing. That's why I'm always here. That's what I do. I encourage people.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
I just said. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm glad you were agreeing. And we thank you, our audience, for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.